Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
All right, he's been a greaser, a regulator, a garbage man, writer, producer, director. Now getting the fam back together to take you on a spiritual journey. Big movie star joins us, Emilio Estevez. What's up, Emilio?
How you doing, Gentry? What's going on?
I'm excited, man. This movie, it's so good that you had to bring it back. It came out 10 years ago, but now you're re-releasing it. And I've heard some people describe this Camino Trail. I'm hoping you can give us some clarity because I hear people say you're lost, then you're found. It's hello, it's goodbye. I'm confused. What is this Camino Trail?
So this is a 1,000-year pilgrimage across the north of Spain. It used to start in Notre Dame in Paris, and it wound its way across the French countryside and down into Spain and to a town called Santiago de Compostela, which is where the bones of St. James the Apostle of Christ are buried. And believers have been making this trek, making this pilgrimage for over 1,000 years. We decided to make a film about it in 2009, and it was released in 2011 in the United States. But the journey now has been shortened somewhat. It starts in Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, where the movie begins, and goes not only to Santiago de Compostela, but onward to a town called Muxia, which is what the Romans believed at the time was the very end of the earth. And so the movie is about Martin Sheen's character, Tom, who's this ophthalmologist, very kind of curmudgeonly, very cozy life. We see him on the golf course with his fellow doctors. He gets word that his son, his adult son, has died on the Camino in a storm. So he travels to Spain to retrieve the body, bring him home for burial. But in a moment, once he gets there, he decides to have the body cremated and takes the remains of his son with him and does the Camino in his son's place. What he doesn't realize during the journey is that he's not doing it for his son, but he's doing it for himself. And so the film was, as you said, was released in 2011 and has just had this kind of slow burn since then. It's been picking up followers and fans and almost has this cult following in many ways. And the feedback over the years has been, thank you for making this movie. It's just absolutely changed my life. That people have watched the film, got up off the couch, booked their ticket to Spain, bought a pair of hiking boots, and walked 500 miles. And I may never make another movie that inspires people to do that, something that outrageous and that inspirational.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
You want to talk about a trek that will inspire you and a movie that will inspire you? I mean, this movie and this trek, your son actually got engaged and fell in love on this Camino Trail.
He did. He met a girl in a town along the Camino. It's a town called Burgos. And if you know Spain at all, it's about two hours north of Madrid as the crow flies. It's right up from Madrid, but it's on the Camino. He was there with my dad checking out the Camino in 2003. He meets a girl. He falls in love. He comes back home and he says, Dad, I'm going to university in Spain. And I said, yeah, really? What's her name? And he says, well, yeah, I did fall in love, but I think that I need to make my way over there because I think it's hard enough living in the shadow of an American icon and a legendary actor like Martin. But imagine now he's the grandson of and the son of. And so there were a lot of shadows that he had to kind of dodge and duck and get out from under. And I think he made the right decision by moving to Spain and forging a life for himself that had absolutely nothing to do with Hollywood. Of course, until we came with the movie and said, "There's no escaping us, Taylor. You're one of us, and you're gonna get into this film business." And so he, and I'm kidding when I say this, but he did. He came aboard. He was a co-producer on the film. He was an interpreter. He helped us. He really helped guide our journey along the Camino.
We're talking with Emilio Estevez. Got a new film. It's actually being re-released, The Way, with Martin Sheen. It's coming to streaming May 16th. So make sure you get ready to watch it. I know the characters you've portrayed, Emilio, have been a piece of our culture here in America. If you're cool with it, I'd like to mention a film that you were cast in. After I say the name of the movie, you quickly give me the commentary and first thing that pops into your head. It could be good, could be bad, but you can't hesitate because then I know you're lying if you hesitate, all right? So I'm going to... Let's start with...
That's a fair deal.
Okay.
Fair deal.
How about the two-bit filthy greaser, The Outsiders?
Life-changing. Working with Francis Coppola, the maestro. Any young actor at that time who was cast in a Francis Ford Coppola movie had felt that they had arrived. So that was a dream project to be even have a small role in it.
And of Dylan and Tom Cruise and Swayze and Lowe, I mean, the list goes on and on. Who was the most bravado of you guys? Like, who was the leader of The Outsiders when the cameras were off?
It was Swayze, without a doubt. Swayze was the most accomplished. He was a great athlete, a terrific actor, and he was indeed the sort of spiritual glue in the group.
Yeah, he wasn't afraid to take his shirt off. I noticed you kept your Mickey Mouse shirt on the entire time.
I did.
That was a good look. Did you pick the Mickey Mouse shirt, or was that given to you by costume designer?
No, I picked it out because, you know, again, we were all young, scrappy actors, and it was like we were willing to and wanted to do anything that we thought would help us stand out in that crowd. The shirt became an issue for Warner Brothers that released the film because, of course, the Mickey Mouse iconically belongs to Walt Disney. So there were some issues with removing the image from a lot of the photos.
All right, next movie, The Breakfast Club.
It was almost like a theatrical experience. That time in just outside of Chicago where we filmed, it was there was a lot of bonding that happened on that film. Of course, it was a small movie in terms of where Universal. How they looked at it, it was in many ways a surprise hit for everybody involved, and it was a great experience.
How about the 1988 Western Billy the Kid, Young Guns? What a cast in that movie!
Indeed, and that's one of the few scripts where I read and I said I will do everything in my power to get this role. With Young Guns, I thought, okay, Billy the Kid is the role that I was born to play. And I still believe that, which is why we're talking about continuing the franchise and continuing the idea that we sort of hinted at in the second picture where I play the old man, Brushy Bill Roberts. It turns out that there's some new evidence coming out in the next month about how there is now more proof that Brushy Bill was Billy the Kid. So, in fact, there may be more reasons to than just part three. We could see a part four and a part five, because this guy lived until 1950.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Wow, and the next movie I'm going to mention is also a franchise released by Disney. What a run you've had with this one, and I hear there's a possible reboot. The Mighty Ducks. How about that one?
Well, you know, it's... Gordon Bombay was a character that I reluctantly agreed to play, and had certainly had no idea that it would not only spark a film franchise, but a hockey franchise as well. So that was a surprise to everybody involved. And it's certainly, you know, such an iconic role. And that role, along with Billy the Kid, I would say Bombay and Billy are the two roles that people probably recognize me on the street for the most.
Now, a movie I just recently watched, and it still had me laughing. You wrote it, you directed it, you starred in it. You and your brother, Garbage Men, Men at Work. What's the first thing that comes to mind when we mention that film?
It's absolutely silly.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a silly comedy. I don't know if it holds up. A lot of people love it. They call it a guilty pleasure. But man, it's an absolutely preposterous storyline, but people like it. People laugh at it, and I guess, you know, listen, there's probably no sequel to that one in the near future. But it was certainly a lot of fun to make.
When was the last time you spoke to Charlie? Has it been a while?
Oh no, we speak every day.
Oh, very good. How's he doing?
He's doing great. Doing great. He's got some things up his sleeve, and he's gonna, yeah, he's ready to, he's ready to come back. And I think people are ready to have him back.
I know that this movie is a family affair. You have your sister, your dad, your son is involved. You're dedicating the way to your grandfather. But I've got to ask about your mother. It's Mother's Day this weekend. You don't hear much about Janet. How is your mom? And do you plan on getting her something for Mother's Day? You might want to get her something nice. She had to deal with Martin and Charlie. I mean, you got to hook her up.
Sure. No, I'll tell you what I did is I wrote a piece for the Washington Post that is it's available today digitally, but it's going to be printed in the Sunday edition of the Washington Post in print. And it's about our immersive travel experience as a family. There's a lovely photo of my mother and I in the piece, and so I'm having copies of that. The hard copies of the paper sent to her on Sunday. So she's spoken of fondly and lovingly in the article. So that's as good as I can get. I think it's a little longer lasting than a dozen roses.
Nice work. You can't be any geek off the street. Stay handy with the steel, bro, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Peace out, Emilio. Thank you, brother. Good luck with the movie, The Way.
But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.